is the topic for today.
Here are five reasons why I became a claims agent. That's what we're going to be talking about, Gary.
Oh, a claims agent? You mean an accredited claims agent?
Very much so, Gary. Can't argue with you with that one. Yeah, the government, the government says I'm an accredited claims agent.
Okay. Now, so I say an ACA, but let's break it on down, Michael. You said five reasons. I say five incredible, must be very compelling reasons that you became an accredited claims agent, an ACA. Okay, I can't wait to jump in and get started. What is number five all about?
Gary, number five is I just became frustrated with the whole process, with the help that I was getting when I was trying to file for compensation. I just got frustrated. It didn't seem as though the help I was getting was adequate. I wasn't satisfied with the explanations I was getting from the people that were helping me or allegedly helping me. I just wasn't satisfied. And
well,
you would ask questions.
Michael. Yeah, so what happened to that?
Perfect example. I found something new in my medical records, in my service treatment records, and the person that was supposed to be my representative never responded to me when I sent them a fax message and I asked a simple question. I said, should we be pursuing this? And it was a legitimate claim, at least I thought it was a legitimate claim for compensation. As a secondary, if I remember correctly, as a secondary, I saw it as a legitimate claim. It was in my medical records. It fit in with a primary claim that I had that I was rated for. And I said, wow, interesting. So I thought I was contacting the expert that was supposed to be my representative, and I said, well, I'll ask a question. And it's the same thing, Carrie. It's like calling when I would call my representative, and you wouldn't get a call back. And it was just, it's frustrating. It's bad enough.
We call that
the runaround,
Michael.
Very much so. And, you know, and you constantly get this, constantly. And that leads to your frustration. And some people just say, you know what, forget it. I'm not even going to file. If it's this difficult just to get in touch with somebody, why am I going to waste my time filing for a claim for compensation? You know, why am I going to do it?
Oh,
can you imagine what that's like, Carrie? Can you imagine what that's like?
Yeah, that's true. Because first of all, just looking from the outside, Michael, and it makes me think that the veterans feel so frustrated that they can't believe that this is how complicated and challenging it is to pretty much, you know, to just really get what they deserve. So, you know, wow. So no help. That was really your number five reason that you
very
Michael
much
Hoffman,
so very much
became an accredited claims agent. Okay. Well, that is the topic today. And as always, Michael, we salute our veterans, you guys out there. Michael, you're a disabled veteran. And it is so important, the work that you're doing. So I can pretty much figure out, you know, some of these reasons that you became an accredited claims agent. Again, I say an ACA, Michael Hopkins. But let me just ask you, and then we'll continue on with our other four reasons. But, Michael, you know, why is this subject, you know, in terms of working and you know, someone, you know, kind of navigating the claims process for the veterans, so important. Some great, you know, somebody who is really on top of it as an accredited claims agent would be. Why is that so critical to kind of like the success of their filing? Why is that so important?
Number one reason why it's so important, Carrie Hines, is communication. You have to be able to communicate with the client and let them know step by step what to do. You're holding their hand.
Wow.
And by and that's what you're doing, Carrie. You're holding their hand to let them know you're not alone doing this. You have somebody else with you. We're going to do this together. It doesn't matter how long it takes or what obstacles we run into or what happens. You're not alone doing this filing for your compensation. And you're also telling them, look, I've been in your shoes. I've gone through what you've gone through. I made it to the top. I made it over the hump with this. So now I'm going to take all the knowledge, the experience I have, the ups, the downs, the crying, the triumphs, whatever it is we got to do, whatever it is, whatever it takes, I'm there for you. I'll be there with you until we win this thing together. That's why it's so important, Carrie Hines.
Michael, it gets no better than that. Oh, but it does.
Oh, yeah.
You've got four other
Very
reasons
much so.
That you became
yeah.
an accredited claims agent that you guys are going to hear today. Michael, thank you for that. That was as poignant as it could ever be. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
So, Michael Hopkins, what is at number four?
Number four, Carrie, is I began to win claims through education. What I started to do, I educated myself in the claims process. I would spend hours just reading about other people and how they file for compensation. I would watch YouTube videos all night, all day, and just listen over and over again. I'd rerun it, listen to it, get some points out of it, write some notes, then I'd run it back again, and I'd listen to it. And I kept doing that over and over and over, and I started gathering knowledge, education. And I started to be able to break this claims thing down for other people, so
Michael,
that they understood.
When did you realize that, though? At what point did you realize, hold it, I think I know a lot. I think I'm an expert at this. Was there a point that you kind of said, hold it, I think I've learned a few things here?
Oh, yes, Carrie. And I'm glad you said that, Carrie, because I'm kind of laughing. The reason being is because the first time I filed six claims, I won two. And that was with the help of a VSO, a Veteran Services Officer.
VSO,
well,
yeah.
There were four claims still on the table, and there was one in particular, and that was about my feet. I had flat feet when I went in the United States Army, and my feet always bothered me all the times that I was in the military, from active duty, guard, and reserves. I spent 21 years, and out of 21 years, guess how many years my feet were bothering me?
21? I'm going to say 22.
How did you ever guess? 21 years of pain in my feet, man.
Yeah.
21
wow.
years. And what I did was when I filed and I kept asking questions, and finally one of the VSOs explained to me what his wife did, how she gathered her medical evidence, and she put it all together, sent it to the VA, And it worked. So I said, you know what? I have nothing to lose by doing exactly what she did. I duplicated what she did. I gathered 21 pages about my feet. Can you imagine that, Gary? 21 pages all about my feet, my aches, my pains, and everything. And I had been watching a lot of the YouTubes and watching other people file for compensation and explain things. So what I did is I gathered up 21 pages, medical records. I also took another sheet of paper, and I wrote every time I had an issue with my feet, 21 different times, the date, time, and what happened. Then I wrote a personal statement all about my feet, the issues I was having. After I did that, it was roughly about 3 to 4 weeks later, I received a letter in the mail from the VA claims and compensation section congratulating me on being awarded 50%, which is the highest rating you could get for bilateral flat feet. And I almost fell out. I went from 20% to 70% in a very short period of time. So not only did I get a pay increase, I also got a knowledge increase. So the next time I filed, because I still thought you had to utilize the experts, Carrie, you know, the professionals, the ones that they're supposed to know more than me about this claim thing. Yeah. The next time I met with them, I had a 1-inch thick binder with what I was going to file, why I was going to file it, why medically I should file it, why it's a secondary. I mean, I just went on an all-out assault to do this next filing. And everybody was looking at me, the people that were helping me file, and they were looking at me, and I'm thinking, okay, well, this is what I want to do. This is why this does this. You know, you guys are the professionals. I'm not a professional at this. I just know from studying and reading, this is what it looks like. You know what their answer was to me, Carrie?
What was their answer at that time?
Their answer literally was, do you work here? You should work here. And that's what they, and these are the professionals. They said, yeah, man, you should be working here because you understand this. They were in shock. I passed the binder around. They were looking through it. They're like, who is this guy? But my thought pattern, Carrie, was everybody does this to file for claims. Isn't that, this is what you're supposed to do. I had no idea this is not what most people did. That was my aha moment.
Wow. That's a big aha moment, though.
Yes, it was. It was a gigantic aha moment.
Right. What it was doing was channeling to you and being stated to you that this is something that you could do. And you really, right, Michael? And you realized that
very
you could
much
help
so.
Others. So now,
yeah, very much
right?
so.
So when did you get the feeling that you could help others, though? When did that dawn on you?
Carrie, that's a great question. Great question. And when it happened, Carrie Hines, I was in my veterans meeting that I go to every Friday faithfully. And in the middle of the meeting, we were discussing different things, and the claims process came up. And I hadn't been going to the meetings that long, but I was listening to the guys, and I was starting to figure some things out. So I kind of stood up, and I said, well, if anybody needs help with claims, I can help you. Nobody said anything except for one person, and that was one of the leaders of our group. And after the meeting, she came to me and she said, can you really help me? I mean, can you really help me with my claims? Because she was frustrated. I could hear it in her voice. And I said, sure, I'll take a look at your claims, and, you know, sure, I'll see what you got. And I spent time with her going through her claim, through her medical records and understanding stuff and talking to her. And I started pointing out things that she should file for. It came down to she had roughly, it was either 13 or 15 different items that no one told her to either file for or go back and do like a high-level review or supplemental because she had new and relevant evidence. Nobody told her any of this. Nobody told her to go into her medical records from the VA hospital and pull things out. I was the only one that told her this because she was frustrated because she'd file somebody. People would tell her stuff. She'd file. It would come back. You know, you've been denied. She'd get frustrated. But with this time with me, when we put those 15 claims together and we sent them in, and this right here was a really, yes, it was a quite an experience, Carrie. The veteran called me up on a Saturday morning. I never will forget. It was an early Saturday morning. My cell phone went off. Very unusual for me because I really, not early on a Saturday morning. And I looked. I recognized the number. Hello. She was crying. And I said, uh-oh, I hope I haven't done something wrong here with your claim. She said, no. Said the reason why I'm crying is because I'm no longer at the low rating that I had because of you. I'm now at a higher rating. So it was tears of joy, Carrie Hines. It wasn't tears of just crying and I'm upset or angry or I'm hurt. She was so happy that somebody took the time to show her the proper way to file for compensation. And also, as she was a retired veteran, so they were taking a piece of her retirement check in order to pay her the compensation. And they were no longer going to be able to do that because I helped her. And she, to this day, Carrie, she is so grateful every time we talk to each other. She's so grateful because she went on to follow what I was doing, and I helped her to get to her 100%, and she went on, and she started getting other benefits from the VA that she would have never gotten if I hadn't helped her.
Yes.
Well, it hadn't been for me. Yes.
Amazing. Amazing. And wow. This is why what you do is so important and the fans of the Radio Money Show and Red Talk Radio Show. They're so impressed with you. So impressed, Michael Hopkins. Listen, if you guys are just joining us, this is incredible. The topic today for Michael Hopkins and all the veterans and everybody, you don't have to be a veteran again to take something from this. But, Michael, I love this. Today is about five reasons that you, Michael Hopkins, became an accredited claims agent. And, boy, have you been telling us some stories today. So at number three, Michael Hopkins, what is at number three?
At number three, Carrie Hines, I actually started a new career.
Uh-oh.
I really did. I actually started a new career. You know, I have been in the security industry. I've been in the law enforcement. I've been in the military community. I've done all of those things for over 20 years. And when I finally retired from the security community, I said, okay, I'm retired now. And you know, at first you kind of sit home and you just absorb that I'm retired. I ain't got to get up in the morning. I ain't got to do it. And then after a while, you want to do something else. And I kept saying, what the heck am I going to do? And then all of a sudden, I started helping other veterans with the claims process. And when I looked up again, I'm in a new career. I'm an accredited claims agent, and you know, and I get to be on this show, that talk radio show
talk
with who?
Radio, hair radio, everything.
Hair radio, all of that, Carrie.
All of that because of what your work represents.
Right.
Wow.
And you know, Carrie, you and I, you know, behind the scenes, we always talk about what I went to school for, college for. You know, I went to college for what I'm doing here on the show. This is what I actually went to college for, but I wound up doing all kinds of other careers, very important careers, and it just went full circle for me retiring, and now I'm back into the career that I actually went to school for. It's, you know, I have to pinch myself sometimes, Carrie. I get to work with you and Nicole Marie.
You two are the
greatest co-hosts that a guy could ever ask for, man.
Well, much
you know,
appreciated,
it's just,
Michael. Much appreciated. Thank you for saying that. I'm back at you. What I'm also I'm always thinking about, I said, well, my goodness, Michael, but you had an opportunity to merge your passions into this new career. So you
very
gotta remember, yes, you started out with maybe in the back of your mind about broadcasting and all of that. But look, it's been coupled with your passion to help veterans with their process, their claims process, to navigate and all of that. So this has been quite remarkable. And again, we wouldn't have known about that. And look, you came and had the incredible wherewithal to bring what you do to our network. So that in itself is pure genius. So listen, we know why you're so successful at helping the veterans. We know what those reasons are. So thank you, Michael Hopkins. Well, listen, you are, I'm going to say it, Michael, you're at number two. Again, the five reasons that Michael Hopkins has become an accredited claims agent. So, Michael, what's at number two?
Number two, Carrie. Most veterans needed education in filing claims for compensation. That's the element that was missing. With most veterans, they weren't educated. And that was one of the reasons I said, I'm going to educate veterans on this claims and compensation.
Okay.
I want to educate them.
Okay, because the number four was education for you, when you educate yourself. But number two is that you are educating the veterans. Okay, I want to make sure that's all
very clear. Much so.
Thank you.
And, Carrie, I found myself doing this over and over again, even in my vet meetings that I would go to, and I would find myself as one of the facilitators, and I would be educating the veterans in the group on the claims process, because a lot of the stuff they did not know. Even if they were rated, they had somebody else help them. And that person or that group was not educating them on how the system works. They weren't educating them. And the way I would know it, I would ask them questions, or in the group, I would show them things, and they would say, I didn't know this. Nobody never told me that. Nobody told me about that form to fill out, and if I fill this form out, then I can get paid extra money. How come nobody ever told me that? And they never told me to add my wife on as a dependent and my kids. Nobody told me that. And I would hear this over and over, over and over, over and over. So I made sure that I stayed up on the latest events with the VA and the claims section, the benefits section, as it's called. I made sure. And I just love educating veterans. they have in my vet group, Carrie, they have like a kind of a it's kind of a funny joke about me, and they do it out of love. And they tell all the new veterans that come in, if they're going to work with me, they need to pack their lunch because they're going to be with me at least 2 or 3 hours.
Hold it. I'm saying that's true, and I'm not a veteran.
Yeah.
Michael.
Yeah. Very much so. Yeah, one of the guys joked. Yeah. It's so beautiful, Carrie.
I love it. Outstanding, Michael Hopkins.
Yep.
Outstanding.
Out of love.
Well, listen, we are just rolling on down the line today with this. This is a great topic, and it's a moving topic, and it's something I didn't quite expect, these wonderful stories and anecdotes, Michael. But I thank you. Now, you have really knocked out these numbers so far. Now, we went from number 5 to number 2 in terms of the top 5 reasons that you became an accredited claims agent, Michael Hopkins. Okay, so now maybe we could do a quick review from number 5 to number 2. Is that possible, Michael?
Very much so, Carrie Hines. Very much so. At number 5, I became frustrated with the help I was getting when I was receiving and filing for claims. It was frustrating. The help just was not there. And number 4, I began to win through educating myself about the claims process. I began to win. Number 3, little did I know, I started a new career. And it's a combination, as you say, I've combined my love of helping veterans with claims with a career in broadcasting that I always dreamed about. And that's like a wow. That's a big wow. Or like you say, that's ginormous. It's ginormous.
At number 6.
Number two, Carrie, I found that most veterans needed education when filing for claims. There was a lack of education. I just saw to fill that void. It's just a lack.
Well, okay, I think it's almost time for number 1.
Carrie, the number 1 reason why I do this, I was determined that no veteran should struggle filing a claim. That's the number 1 reason why I do this, Carrie Hines.
Amazing. Wow. Well, it gets no better than that, Michael. Okay. So now, Michael, you always have some words of encouragement to send the folks off with today, the amazing veterans. What would you like to say, Michael Hopkins?
Carrie, it's all about the vets, their families, the people that support the veterans. That's what it's all about. You don't have to be a veteran to want to help a veteran or listen to what we do. That's what it's all about.